Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, January 2nd, recording at 9:41 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a very happy new year to all our subscribers. What can I say about today, other than to use the banality, it was a big risk-on day. Stock markets surged, in other words, as did a number of other markets. But first, let's have a quick review of the stock markets. In terms of the top gainers, just about everything was up that was open. In Asia, China is closed. I think it reopens tomorrow, mainland China. But the Hang Seng Index was certainly in a bullish mood and had gained 2.89%. In Europe, again, we had explosive gains here. The UK, by the way, was up 2.2%. But the biggest gains were in Spain and Italy, up 3.43% and 3.81%, respectively. Now, that certainly suggests that there were some short positions in that market. And 2% plus gains were pretty much the norm. Now, on Wall Street, again, this was big. 2.5% higher for the S&P 500. That was a gain of over 36 points, and it took it up to 1462.42. More on that in a moment here. Brazil, huge gain, up 2.62%, and I should have mentioned also in the U.S., the NASDAQ was up an even bigger 3.07%. Percent. So, gangbusters here among all these stock markets. As you might expect, Wall Street has seen bonds, well, all government bond markets seem to have fallen in here today. The 30-year Treasury futures is down 1.75%. Today. That's another downward dynamic. And again, precious metals, now they really surged at the opening, but then gave those gains up or gave up a significant portion of those gains over the course of the day. For instance, palladium, now that's been sort of the relative strength standout. In other words, it didn't get caught by the big sell-off in December, not least because it's not a favorite vehicle with the HFT people, but that had surged to up to a new recovery high, I should say, well off a new all-time high, but got up to 718.85, but then was paired back to 705.65, just up $2.30. Gold surged up to 31.53 before closing up 79 cents at 31.02. Now, platinum up nearly $27 to $15.69. It had been as high, though, as had been as high as $15.82.5. And gold, last but not least, gold closed at $16.86.55. It had been $8 higher. near its high, but it's still a very, very good solid gain. Now, the industrial metals were also quite firm. We had some declines in the grains and beans. That's good on food costs. The prices of crude oil were higher by over a dollar. So, Mostly the industrial sector here overall. Interesting stuff. Okay, well, what to make of it? Well, first, and I should mention Japan was closed in here today, as well as as well as China. Excuse me. Now, first, let's take the China story. I assume that we're going to get some good gains, good additional gains here tomorrow, but we will see. Australia, which was up on a very respectable 1.23% here today, all the resources markets that stand to benefit from China's recovery have done very well, as we've been predicting pretty much on a daily basis since China bottomed in early December. And so that's held in true in here today. Excuse me, and I have another cough and a little drink of water. Still dealing with the head cold, but in fine spirits otherwise. So, elsewhere, well, the China story—that's obviously hugely interesting. So is the Japan story. The China story is more important. These are both very sharp upward trends that are related to important fundamental changes, arguably. The Australian one is an even more important fundamental change, whereas in China we just had the 10-year power changeover. But Xi Jinping has made a favorable impression. I felt that way, hopeful that would be the case even before he had accepted the power. I just just from the look of him and his overall background, and he's certainly pleased the markets here, as I say, so far. Now, what else to mention in all this in all this excitement? When we take Wall Street, now the fiscal cliff issue, and did I mention that? Possibly not. That a deal on the fiscal cliff here certainly provided that impetus. Hopefully, it's not just a one-day wonder. I don't think it is, but we'll have to see. And what I would like to see from a bullish perspective would be a consolidation that holds most of the gains and to end out January with some decent overall gains. I think that would be positive for much of the year, although we're bound to get a little bit of volatility as we always do. But the interesting thing on this fiscal cliff announcement here today, and it had been anticipated on Monday, is that we had Wall Street in 2 days, 2 days of upward dynamics have just surged back above the highs that we had seen in mid-December, and that was a lower high in mid-December, just as people were really starting to begin to worry about the fiscal cliff situation. Now, what's interesting is after today's gains, the S&P, and again, it's only 2 days. I have to pinch myself to make sure that that's real. But we see the S&P testing the highs for last year that we were seeing in September and October. So it just shows how strong the move is. And we've got a rather important reaction low here just below the 1400 level and certainly give the upside the benefit of the doubt until or unless that level is challenged and broken. And I don't think that's going to occur anytime soon. Now, what else to mention? The precious metals. I'm relieved to see the rally that we've had on today, and also the gains that we saw on Monday. What may delay upside somewhat, I think undoubtedly it will, and I think undoubtedly what I'm about to mention has been a big factor here in the sell-off. Remember, I've talked before about just competition. A lot of things were performing, and there is a school of people which holds that I think it's a minority, but if they basically hold a view that if you believe in Armageddon, just to overemphasize the point, then you want to hold gold. Well, I mean, come on, gold's gone up for 12 years. We've had some great years in there and some very bad ones as well. But just the Armageddon hedge, okay. People may buy it for that reason, and in which case, if we start to get stock markets rallying as strongly as they did last month and today, then maybe the precious metals come under some selling pressure, or people shift away. That's all understandable. But again, I emphasize those 12 consecutive years to the upside, and for me, precious metals are really hard money. And I think that's the main reason for the investment interest, and certainly that's my interest in them. But technically, say we've put in a low. We need further gains here. I want to see last year's highs taken out. And if that happens during the first quarter of this year, I'll feel that we're back. In form, in terms of being in line with the other lengthy medium-term corrective and support building phases and subsequent support building phases that followed earlier upwards accelerations within this 12 years and counting secular bull market for precious metals. Now, what else to mention? Bonds. It wasn't all that long ago that you were hearing that government bonds were the safest thing on a planet, although certainly not from Fuller Money. I have described as as Owen bonds as a building bubble. And that doesn't mean that we think it's burst. It hasn't, obviously. But are we near the end after 30 plus years, 31 years? Of steady rises, and a lot of the additional rises, of course, fed by quantitative easing. Well, to me, that's a dangerous long-term scenario here. But again, people who are holding bonds, government bonds, I'm talking about these longer-term government bonds, and if you look at the total return charts, they're in the library, of course, and I've posted one for U.S. Treasuries, a weekly chart, the last 5 years, showing that pattern. Basically, they haven't done anything since early June 2012. Now, somebody who's holding those bonds would say, well, what a steady performance. I haven't had to worry about anything. Whereas stock markets have been roiled, but stock markets, for the most part, considerably outperformed bonds last year, and I certainly think they're likely to do so again this year. Now, I hope that we have at least 2, maybe 3 or more years before that bond bubble does burst. But of course, the what I hope for is not an analytical assessment or consideration. It's just that that would be a good steady environment of low interest rates, more QE, which is a tailwind for stock markets, as I've said all along. And that's what we saw, that's what we've seen over the last 4 years, and that's what we're seeing reflected here in the markets today, along with immense relief and short covering as a consequence of the fiscal cliff issue retiring from its center stage position, at least for a couple of months or so. So, looks good. I'll review charts tomorrow in comment of the day or Friday. We just have big dramatic upward dynamics here today, but I want to see how well those hold over the next couple of days. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.